USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Will you shut up, man? Listen,
who is on your list, Joe?
That's a quick clip from last night's presidential debate between President Trump and Democrat Joe Biden, an event that many viewers and pundits are describing as often chaotic. And a post-debate poll this morning says 6 of 10 viewers of the debate gave it to Joe Biden. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says voters certainly got a good look at the temperament of President Trump.
But what you saw really was authenticity. You saw his authenticity and you saw Joe Biden's authenticity. And I just think the contrast was so great.
Pelosi spoke on MSNBC. That poll was conducted by CNN. The U.S. economy added nearly 750,000 private sector jobs this month. The ADP private payrolls report just released shows 749,000 private sector jobs were created. And this is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I had begun to notice after 10 days with Balance of Nature, I felt better, more energetic, and believe me, for me, that's something because I have energy anyway. But as old as I am, that was really something to start really noticing. You know, we're all responsible for choosing what our attitudes are, but I had a better mental outlook. I mean, I always try to be positive, but there were subtle things in me that I began to notice. I just felt a difference with this.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
The U.S. Senate voted last evening to advance a stopgap spending bill to avert a government shutdown ahead of a looming deadline at midnight tonight. Final passage is expected today in the chamber, just hours before government funding is set to expire. The bill, which would keep the government funded through December 11th, passed the U.S. House last week. If it does pass the Senate, the president's expected to sign it late tonight. Country music legend, sometimes actor Mac Davis has died. He had hits like Don't Get Hooked on Me and It's Hard to Be Humble, but also wrote songs for other artists. After recording this one himself, Elvis Presley went on to have a hit with it as well.
As the crowd gathers round, the angry young man face down in the street with a gun in his hand in the ghetto.
Davis died after heart surgery. He was 78. And the singer known for the feminist anthem I Am Woman, Helen Reddy, also died yesterday at 78. And this is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
A Marine Corps F-35 fighter jet crashing in Imperial County, California yesterday afternoon after clipping the wing of a Marine KC-130 refueling tanker during a mid-air refueling. That's according to a Marine Corps statement that says the pilot of the fighter jet was able to eject safely. The KC-130 was then also able to carry out a safe emergency landing. The late Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg has been laid to rest at Arlington National Cemetery. She was buried privately next to her husband, Martin, who passed away in 2010. Ginsburg made history last Friday as the first woman to ever lie in state at the U.S. Capitol after she lied in repose at the Supreme Court building last Wednesday and Thursday. And the 46th season of Saturday Night Live is premiering this week and will be performed in front of a live audience for this Saturday's show. The cast and crew, along with that audience, will be back in Studio 8H. Although tickets to the show come with a long list of coronavirus safety measures, audience members will be required to take a mandatory COVID-19 test upon their arrival, and temperature checks will also be required. Masks must be worn at all times. Alec Baldwin recently telling Conan O'Brien he expects he'll play Donald Trump at the start of the season, but adds,
and then maybe the winds of change will come.
We're online at usaradio.com, and for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.